Wishing you a really beautiful Friday and welcome to your teaching from It's Time For Me. So I'm delighted and that this topic has got such a good response. Like, we only started it on Tuesday and so many of you have been in touch with me about this, really saying how much that you want help in this part of your life or help in some relationships in your life as well. So a lot of you aren't in the WhatsApp group, but we were talking the other day about a thing called a love language test. And this is a free test you can do online with a romantic partner to actually learn their love language. They have to do it. A lot of partners say, yeah, I'll do it, and they don't, but they actually have to do it. It's for you both then to sit down and be able to talk through what results that you got. And this is really, really good for improving communication. So if anyone wants the link for that, send me a text or an email and I can send that on to you. So on Wednesday, I was asking you to look at how you speak to yourself and how you speak about yourself to other people. And what I want to say to you about that is I want you to start this month becoming really, really aware of both of those things. I want you to stop yourself in the moment if you're about to say something negative about yourself and ask yourself why you're doing that. I want you to start looking at how you communicate about yourself to the different kind of groups of relationships you have in your life. Do you put yourself down more in a work capacity, in a family capacity, in a relationship? We're always different people in different relationships. It's just how it is. We obviously in work, we're more professional. We might hold back a little bit. With our friends, we might be really open. With our family, we might be kind of in between. In partnership, we might be really ourselves or we might not be ourselves. And sometimes in partnerships, the communication element can be hard because we don't want to, you know, upset somebody or whatever. So what I want you to do is start to look at the different relationships in your life and start to see like what the trend or the pattern of your communication style is like that. Now I've sent, or in your bundle, there is a journal there with a lot of questions in it for this month. And I'd like you to, you know, keep a notebook maybe, and as you go through the month, write down what you're noticing around all of this. Now this is really important because if you can start to get your awareness to be more heightened and become more clued into these things, you have an opportunity to kind of change it and make it better, and that's what's really important. But for today, on top of all of that work, what I want you to do is I want you to start looking at how you respond to close family, we're going to start with, or a close partnership, when you are feeling challenged by a person. Okay, we're going deep, we're delving really deep straight away because we might as well just get into it. So one of the things that can happen with our communication style is that we can not like confrontation, so we don't say anything at all. We let things build up and then we like explode maybe 5 months down the line, and we're probably exploding about 20 different things, but we make it about one thing that's happening in the moment, and it's probably nothing to do with that. The other thing that we might do is we might fly off the handle all the time, and we communicate in a very aggressive and angry way, in a very frustrated way in the moment. We say things we don't mean, you know, that's not ideal either. Or you could be somebody that really likes to talk about things as you go along. So you're like, I really want to talk about this, but you struggle to do that. Or you do it, but you find that whoever you're trying to explain it to doesn't really hear you properly, isn't really listening to what you're saying or taking on board. So we have lots of different styles, and sometimes we might be doing a few different ones of those, and as I said there, we will have different communication styles with different people in our life. Okay, but we're looking specifically now today at the closer relationships in our life with family and close romantic partners. The reason for this is because when somebody shouts, one of the best kind of trainings I had is when I left college and I was working in the bank, and we were given customer service training, and we were told that if somebody rang the bank and was screaming and shouting at us, that we were to lower our voice. And the whole purpose of doing that kind of technique is that by lowering your voice and talking really quietly like this, the other person who's shouting and roaring actually can't hear you because they're shouting so loud, that they have to drop their voice down to another level to actually hear you in your nearly whispered tone, okay? Because we all know that if we are screaming and shouting or somebody is doing that to us, we are not hearing the words that the person is saying. We are only hearing their tone and only hearing their aggressiveness. It's really important for me that by the end of this month, that you have a better way of communicating to yourself, about yourself, and also with other people in your life. Our closest relationships can be more tense because when we know people really well, we don't have the same maybe manners around things. Like, I know I would just fly off the handle at my husband, but I wouldn't do that to a friend. Like, I wouldn't even dream of it because I'm just like so relaxed with him and know it'll be fine. But that isn't actually really okay at all. Why should I treat him any differently or communicate differently with him than I would do with a friend? Now, he would do the same to me, so it's like the same, but that doesn't, again, make it any better. So communication is so important, because when we actually start to communicate what we need and how we feel in a much calmer and balanced way, we aren't in charge of whether somebody hears us or not, but at least we know we've kind of spoken our mind and we've said it and explained things in a way that is more positive. When we don't do that, we hold in that frustration and that upset and that anger, and we actually become triggered. So you could be standing in a shop and get triggered by somebody at the till who's like being a little bit rude because the communication you've had in different parts of your life has been really difficult that day, that week, that month. And then you might like say something smart to, you know, the person in the shop serving you, or get really annoyed at them. And that's really not what it's about. An example of this for me was last week. I was out and I'd had like a really stressful day. I was after getting really bad news about something. And I went to collect something from the shop and that I had pre-ordered. And when I got there, they gave me something different that I hadn't ordered. And I got really annoyed about it with the girl. It was like something so insignificant. Now, I didn't shout at her or anything, but I was annoyed, and she knew that I was annoyed, and she's like, oh, I'm sorry about that. And I was like, you're grand. And I just took what I needed from the chemist, and I left. And I got into the car and I thought to myself, oh, like, I shouldn't be communicating with that girl like that. Like, that could actually make her have a bad day, or I could be one of a number of people being annoyed. And I wasn't annoyed about the thing in the shop. I was annoyed about the bad news that I got. Like, so this is what we do. So instead of sitting with myself and communicating with myself about how I feel, or communicating with somebody else about how I feel or what support I need, I take it out on the poor girl in the chemist. So this is what I mean. And then what starts to happen is, in our relationships, our everyday life, if communication starts to become poor, this is where disagreements start happening. This is where upsets start happening, arguments start happening, fallouts start happening. And this is where we actually get quite stuck and we don't progress. So communication is just so important. If you're going around feeling angry, feeling triggered, feeling frustrated, you do right now need to stop and figure out why. You know, sometimes we can blame communication issues on other people, and absolutely some people are really bad at communication, very aggressive, very unattentive, don't listen, all of that, and your feelings around that are completely valid and true. But because we have no control over anybody changing their communication style, all we can do is change it for ourselves. So if you're dealing with someone, when we'll talk a bit more about that next week, but if you're dealing with somebody who is like being, you know, aggressive to you around thing, then it's even more important in terms of how you talk to yourself is more kind and supportive. And then how you communicate about how you're feeling to someone who else who can support you is also being done, that you're not holding everything in and trying to just figure it out all by yourself without getting proper support. So as you can see, communication is just this constant interconnected thing that works every single minute of the day. And we have to be very clear and very clued in to what's going on. So that's a lot of food for thought for the weekend. So I'll leave you with that, and I look forward to connecting with you next week. And do take a time over the weekend to look at the journal. There's really good questions in it, and also to listen to your meditations. And I'll talk to you really soon.